Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Tonight on Conscious Conversations, we are talking about time and consciousness. Is time speeding up? Is our measurement of time, hours, days, weeks, time zones, they're made up. So we're going to discuss time from the perspective of consciousness versus the perspective of our physical form, how our bodies experience it. And we might even share some consciousness techniques for shrinking and expanding time.
Good subject. Something that is at base along with space when you talk about consciousness technologies and just the new framework in the quantum fields of how we experience life. Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, as consciousness, we exist beyond time and space, but it's in this physical reality that we have these constructs of time and space and these measurements and stuff. So we're going to get more into playing on both levels at the same time. And coming right up now, however, we're going to have an invitation for you to go deeper with us. We are going to tell us ways to connect with us beyond the show. And Janet, I'll just let you go talk about your website first.
Oh, okay. We have janetandbeyond.com, and we have all kinds of information there. If you subscribe to my weekly blog email, you can get enjoying life tips, and then also you get $25 off your first session with me. So it's always fun. And also I want to let people know about Conscious Conversations with Janet and the Consciousness Playground, both meetup groups that I offer on Tuesday evenings and Thursday afternoons here in Portland, Oregon. And you can track that on meetup.com/consciousconversationswithjanet for more information about that. And what have you got going on in your world, Joan?
I've got lots going in my world, and
yeah.
I left the planet momentarily. So did you tell them about your 10 top tips?
Yes, they did.
Okay, great. Right, so back to Earth here. Back to Earth. So yes, my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can find out more about the things that I'm doing. I also have meetups. I have one coming up in Tacoma on March 19th, and that is an inner circle meetup. That's where I take people deeper into the conversations about consciousness and go to some leading edge stuff that I've been playing with. So it's guaranteed to knock your socks off. And then the other one is Conscious Conversations, and that next one I'm doing is on Bellevue on March the 20th. And that is a conversation where I gather people to talk about their inexplicable experiences of expansion. Things that are happening that they don't have the language to define, and people are finding it really reassuring to come together and discover that they're not alone with the stuff that's going on. And sometimes I will also, you know, throw in a consciousness technique as well. I've developed all these different consciousness techniques for playing with energy. So those are the meetups that I have. I also, if you go to my website and enter your email, you can get a quiz that tells you what your life purpose is and how to regain your passion for life. So that's on my website. And we, both Jan and I, put out weekly blogs and newsletters. And I also do a YouTube video twice a week. So I have a whole library of YouTube videos on my site. Also including these various techniques that I have been alluding to.
And Joan and I are both in the northwest of the United States. And for those of you that are not local to us and these great groups that we lead in person, you can join us on our free conference call. And that's March 17th is the next one at 7 p.m. Pacific. And that's an opportunity for anyone anywhere in the world to call in. And we take an hour and we go in depth and explain our how we access heart space, maybe whatever is going on in your world that you might want to look at, and we'll do that in a group situation. And it is a marvelous way to go deep and be part of the actual conversation. So we want to welcome you and advise you to join us that way. And you get a hold of us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, and you'll find out all the information there about that. So, and then we're going to be live at a couple of different expos, aren't we, coming up here, Joan? You want to tell us about those?
Yeah, for folks who are in the Northwest or want to travel to the Northwest, we are going to be at Emerald Spirals Expo on March the 26th, and that is being held at Kent Commons. And there's more information about that at emeraldspiral.com. And we're also going to have a booth in Portland at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo that is happening on April 2nd and 3rd. And so you can find out more about Portland's Expo at bmse.net. I think we're booth 618, I think.
Yeah, that's
And we'll also be doing a presentation on that Sunday at noon. Is that right? Because that's a two-day event.
I think it's a Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to be even more awake, drink an extra cup of coffee that day.
Yeah, really. Okay. So, and let's see. And we do want to hear your questions and concerns. This show, we're changing the format a little bit. We're inviting our listeners to email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com your questions about what our next week's subject is going to be. We're trying to make it easier for you to get your questions answered, and we realize that when we ask you to drop into heart space, you're not inclined to use a telephone. So we'll announce that our subject next week is going to be about space and what space means with consciousness, and what are we talking about? That's right, exactly.
It's a final frontier.
Definitely. So take the time, if you would, here today, tomorrow, and let us know what your questions and concerns or interests might be about space, and we'll be happy to see what we can address on the show next week. So we'll look forward to hearing from you for that way.
Yes, we're going to ask the questions, because we all know about physical space and physical boundaries and measurements, but what is space from the perspective of consciousness? And how do we energetically experience space? And so how can we navigate it as consciousness? So we'll be providing answers to that, but if you've got some curious experiences, please write in, let us know what they are, and we'll give you our expert opinion next week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is, an expert opinion. We can add some thought behind it, or we can just go, oh my gosh, that's an incredible experience you just shared. Right. So all of it's right. The same. And space is like time. When you're talking about consciousness, there is no space. There is no time. There is no dimension. Those are just the human's frameworks about experiencing and giving us a place to be in consciousness. So this week, we're going to look at what time is and how entrained we get, how the circadian rhythms perhaps are affecting us. We are affected by stuff so much that we have no awareness of. And what Joan and I are looking to do and share with all of you are some tools, some awareness, some experiences, and maybe a new framework for how you experience your life. And from the viewpoint, if we were as consciousness, some of us think we are, some of us think we aren't, some of us don't know what it is. So we're addressing all these different perspectives and looking to make life a little easier for us. Don't you think, Joan, that's what we're doing here?
Yes, exactly. And I wanted to add a couple more ways to connect with us and ways to send us your questions. We are on Facebook. You can go to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet on Facebook and send, you know, write in there what questions you may have for us or topics you'd like us to talk about in the future. And we're also on Twitter at Joan and Janet, and you can respond to us there. And you can also subscribe to us on YouTube for all our previous shows. I like to joke that you can binge watch us on YouTube, mm-hmm. because as you said, Janet, it's like, it is hard. Once you get into heart space, it is this a lovely, dreamy space. It is also totally okay if you're not operating heaviest machinery or driving, it's totally okay to fall asleep to this show because you are going to be listening to it on some level. Yeah, those are a couple other ways.
Yeah, we get into how being conscious in a day-to-day sense of conscious is just a control mechanism, and that your subconscious is always at play, the non-conscious influences us are always at play, and as consciousness, it's all of it. So we're always tapping into that. But I think it's time for our commercial break, and we come back, we'll really get into it, won't we? Yeah.
Yes.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about time and consciousness.
Oh, we have enough time, or we don't have enough time. What? How do you feel about time? I mean, gosh, it's something that dictates us everywhere, doesn't it, in this reality that we hold. So we got to get beyond it, and that's what we do when we drop into heart space, because time can be so controlling and manipulate us. And I don't think it's always user-friendly. Do you think, Joan?
Well, it is such an artificial construct. And if you are listening to this show on the air date of March 13th, and you're in the United States, and you're in most of the states in the United States, then you totally know how artificial it is, because we had daylight savings time this morning, which means y'all had to get out of bed an hour early to your body clock. And how we can arbitrarily just decide, you know, what time it is and then change the hour on ourselves is just baffling. In fact, the measurement of time didn't become, I just lost the word, but it started with the railroads needing to keep the same clock time from city to city in the Midwest. So we didn't have time zones. That's what I was trying to say. We didn't have time zones or anything like that until like a little over 100 years ago. So it's artificial. If it were going to be natural, we'd have our months aligned to the moon times, and that would be a little bit more in alignment to our own circadian rhythms. But it's not. It's just it's been assigned a bunch of numbers, and the numbers are pretty arbitrary. So it can be an uncomfortable thing when you look at it from those nuts and bolts perspective. But it's something completely different when we look at it from consciousness. So do we want to drop into heart space to go into that part of it?
Yeah, I think we have to all get in the same time.
Right.
Yeah, really. Okay, because there was a lot of things I was noticing in what you were saying about the construct of time, and how probably before there was mechanism, there was natural time, right?
Right.
And the way the bodies would work in rhythm with that. And so then all of a sudden there is this artificial limit put and says that this is what it is, and consciousness responds. And so it becomes this morphic field effect of information. And then consciousness, in its ability with no time or space in it, just allows, and then all of a sudden you have something that is all we're all on time with, and we're all aboard with and stuff. So it's interesting. All right, so let's go for it then. Let's just take this moment, right, and see what we can create together in the next half hour or so. And let's just let go and breathe wherever you are, whatever time and space you are in. You are part of this moment with us. And so we appreciate you. And whatever you're doing, the part of you that can pay attention pays attention. The other part of you can be busy doing other things. But it's kind of nice when you commit to, okay, I'm going to take this time. So let's just notice what that's like. And notice the breath. And there's a lot of pressure up in the head. So I think people have been concerned about things. So let's just take the concern, notice it, and put it out there. And just breathe. And as you drop into your awareness of your breath and realize there's your heart, heart being a place of physicality in this moment of awareness, and feel the beat of it. And in that comes the emotional terrain awareness. And so notice the awareness of your emotions and don't judge. So this is also heart, emotional references. And then notice the next breath. And on the next breath, realize that heart now is talking about the core, the essence of all. And in that breath, just float out into that infinity of potential where you and I are just bits and pieces of information and we are all one. And there is the expansiveness of consciousness where there is no time, there is no space. And you just realize that those are concepts that we set up in order to have a sense of place. So we don't judge them. We just kind of notice how we relate to it. And, oh, this is interesting. So if you put your hand out in this state and notice it's a handful of time, and notice if you can open your hand up, or notice if you clutch it. Notice how you are in relationship to that concept of time. Because it's no longer a concept, it's a thing. And time is a thing. And what it'd be like to just be relaxed with it. And wouldn't that be a nice thing? So notice if you have a cramp going in your hand, or if you just have relaxed your palm, and there sits time. There you go. And just let it loosen. Notice the breath. And what it would be like to just be that way with your sense of whatever that it is. There you go. Just let it bounce. Touch lightly. And that was interesting because time has had a sense of being different for me, certainly since last week and our leap year or whenever that was. Is that a couple of weeks ago already? And it's like, whoa, everything's felt a little different, certainly that day. So see if you've caught up. See if you're in time with yourself. There we go. How you doing, Joan?
Good, good. I was noticing the tension that you were referring to, and mm-hmm. then you mentioned about leap year. We've got an extra day. And then we've also had some astrological weather. We have a lot of astrological weather this month. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had an eclipse, a total solar eclipse last Tuesday, and we have an equinox coming up on the 19th and 20th. And then on the 23rd, we have another eclipse. And all of those events create an energetic shift. Like all of them are like portals mm-hmm. for new possibilities. And eclipses especially can accelerate your timeline. And And the equinox is like a big turning point, both in the seasons, but it's a shift to the next level from the perspective of nature. And when you are viewing this all as consciousness, so when I shift in heart space to that bigger awareness of the essence of who I am, and I view this life and this game on this planet, adventures in density and effort, I can see all the mechanisms that are made up to create this reality, and time is one of them. And really, it's liquid. So when you had me hold my hand out, I actually saw liquid running through it. Not even liquid mercury, that was something else. But this is just like liquid water running through my hands. And, so as consciousness, you can actually play with it. And we've all had an experience of getting absorbed in something and not realizing that the time has gone by. Or if we're resisting something or we're hating it, you know, that class, that board meeting or whatever is like taking forever, that traffic jam. Right. So that is just something to notice. I can't remember what book I read where somebody referred to it as Einstein time. And that you can, you know, just by shifting your focus, you can create infinite amounts of time. And that was not even using it as a consciousness technique. It was just really it was a mindset technique. Yeah.
Well, that's one thing I've really noticed in doing this work as consciousness, that my sense of time has totally freed itself. And I think that's what I was noticing as that information came to me that way, to put my hand out and look at it like that. It was like, there's this thing we call time, and it was just, I wasn't having to clasp onto it. It was just like in relation to my hand. It wasn't even sitting on my hand. It was just sitting above my hand. It was this thing that I was in relation to, but I wasn't like so committed to it, I guess, right? And I appreciated that about myself, because when you work in a structure that requires deadlines or has deadlines to it, and you're on the clock, is that term that we often have heard, your sense of being is getting regulated to these experiences. And you're developing patterns in your body that are not necessarily in tune with your natural rhythm. And for instance, we all know about someone who craves sleeping in and could work later hours, but they have to be at work at 7. And so they've had to train themselves. And so they're always in a state of resistance, and they feel that pull, and then they need their coffee, and they need these things to get their systems activated. When really, you know, if they started work at 11 or 1 o'clock, they might be just really just fine, and their whole life would be different. But so it really influences us in a lot of ways that we probably, you know.
That's an interesting point you bring up, because you don't drink coffee, do you?
No, don't.
You don't drink any caffeine?
No, I don't. Physically, it just accelerates my system too much.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have a friend who's Mormon, so he doesn't even drink, you know, Coca-Cola or anything like that.
Right.
Coca-Cola is a whole other story. But, but I was thinking how most books and papers and blogs would not get written in this world without caffeine. And caffeine, and I have to say, I am a tea drinker from morning to night, but
that's caffeine.
Caffeine blocks your body's awareness of being tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so it totally messes up with your own body communication of needing to sleep or not to sleep. Well, and that's that's a slightly different aspect than time, but it's all part of the being out of sync with your own rhythm.
Totally. Right. And that's a mindset that now is dictating. And so you're trying to meet it. And all that is to me is stress. And that's and we wonder why we're so medically oriented in the Western world is because maybe it's due to the body trying to keep up with this mindset that really is bound by other rules. And I think that's kind of what realities are. They're rule sets, right?
Right.
And so if you're in a rule set that says time is not important and I just pursue what I want, which is really what in our culture would be called retirement probably, and how that throws people who have been having that dictate for their career and having a career and that artificial setup, and then that pattern isn't allowed to change in a conscious way, and so they're still out of rhythm because their world now is showing up differently, but they're not. So that's very stress-oriented, I think.
Yeah, and so that's an interesting, you know, our work situations are evolving. Not everybody's felt it yet, but there are more and more companies that are offering like flex time and people working from home. And there's a whole group of people who are non-local workers. Who's that? I think the Buffer, the company Buffer. The guy's from England. He spends half of his time in Hawaii, and his company, his employees are all around the world. So they have Skype meetings if they need to have meetings, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's, the mindset is shifting about that, and there's something. Okay, this is the awareness I had as you. I was still mulling about caffeine while you were talking, and I was thinking how we create technology to replicate consciousness. Mm-hmm. So there is our body personalities are always seeking that bigger, broader experience. And so we've created, you know, flying to replicate that experience of being beyond body and beyond gravity. And we've created, you know, phones and email and everything to be able to communicate instantaneously around the world. And we've created things like caffeine to speed us up. It's almost like our bodies are trying to catch up to the high vibration that we are as mm-hmm. consciousness. And mm-hmm. consciousness can go 24/7 because time and space at that level isn't real to us.
So
that is all part of that disharmony with our physical form and feeling like we have to artificially induce something in our form. Yet, you remember we had a guest on, Lola Jones?
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about divine opening. And really what she was talking about is just, you know, opening up to letting consciousness completely come in and through, so to speak. And she was finding needing less and less sleep because of it and getting more and more done. So it's mm-hmm. when you let mm-hmm. go of that resistance, mm-hmm. you know, that you're not resisting the flow anymore. It's amazing what you can accomplish.
Well, I think that's understanding your own body, right, and its rhythms and getting in touch with it. And you may have to create a space for yourself to do that. That's one thing about the power of meditation and doing this work and being in heart space and stuff, is that there is no stress there. There is no sense of time. So you're not feeling that pull on it. You're just looking at life and information from a different viewpoint, and you don't have the interference. So you can just find yourself in such a relaxed state because there is no state of resistance. I think a lot of us work in environments that we're in a state of resistance about, and we don't know how to reconcile that. And it's interesting that we're taking the tangent here of work, right, and how it dictates, because I know when we talked about this originally as a something to explore, you know, it was how is it going to influence us, and I think this is a lot of our audience is feeling this kind of influence.
Yes.
And what is vacation?
Well, we're Americans. We have no idea what a vacation is. What's a vacation? Of course, nobody else knows. In other countries, it's called holidays, and you get months and months and months of holiday. But in the United States, you're lucky if you get a couple of weeks for the entire year.
See, even Europe has a different sense, right? They do siesta. They do take a break in the middle of the day, you know. And as we're talking about time, I'm thinking about, well, maybe my natural rhythm is like my cat. You know, 16 hours of sleep and then activity. And then, well, would it be, what's my dog like? And my dog was, whoa, she'd go to sleep and she'd be right up. And then she'd go to sleep and she'd be right up. I mean, she had a different kind of rhythm in her body, right? And I have a feeling that we're all in different rhythms. And what it would be nice to be able to create the environment that it supported your rhythm, your personal rhythm. And I think actually people that are married work into the dangle in this all the time. You know, you get two people and they may be in a different state of how their bodies work. Yes. And you have to find that place where you can be okay, right? And sometimes you don't, you know. So the adjustments that we're all making. So it's an interesting thing. So we invite, you know, as consciousness, there is no time. So what does that mean? How does that work in the real world? What would you say, Joan? How does that work in the real world?
Well, I have a couple of suggestions, and one is on one level, which is the ability to time travel. And we can time travel as consciousness. We just can't drag our bodies to the past or the future. And I would recommend a certain way of time traveling so that your bodies don't freak out and feel abandoned or anything. So I do it where you feel fairly centered, where you have a quiet space to do this kind of focusing work. Mm-hmm. But you can focus on the past, for instance, and if you're dealing with traumatic memories, you can actually focus on the past and step into it as your adult self and change the scenario. You can step into it and take yourself out of there. You can nurture your childlike self. You can, you know, confront your abuser or any of those things. And you really have, as consciousness, moved back in time to do that. And you will find, when you come back again, there will be like a piece of the puzzle filled back in, or there'll be a piece of relief that has happened because you've actually done that. But you can also do the same thing for going out into the future. You can test various futures for yourself, because in consciousness, all of them exist. So if you're trying to make a decision of like, okay, where am I going on vacation? You can go, okay, I have choice number one is to go to Hawaii. Choice number two is to go to Mexico. And choice number three is to just stay home. Yeah. And you can time travel as consciousness to each of those possibilities and step into them. And you can get a sense of what that would be like.
That may be your vacation.
You
don't need to go physically because
well, that's true. And actually, if you think about it, people zoning out or going to the movies or whatever, they are leaving their bodies and having mini vacations as consciousness. It's just their body's not getting to stick their feet in the sand or feel the sun on their. So that is one level of very simple things. And then there's also stretching and shrinking time. And now, do you do any of this? Or is this something I created?
No. After a while, don't we?
I think this is mine, but yeah.
Well, so how I would notice that is frequently with clients, it's about being in this space and realizing, what if we move to the space where this is already done?
We
move forward in time where we can feel it being different, and then we connect to that and bring that information in, and stuff happens. I also have, when I started in this work and was realizing, okay, if time is fluid and I can experience that way, I used to make objects and they were repetitious objects, so they took 20 minutes to make. And no matter what I did, it took 20 minutes to make. And so I was learning this and I was employing that. And damn, it took 10 minutes on the clock. I just about fell over. I had manipulated time, reality, into that place where the rules weren't the same. And I could work at, and I produced much more. Then that fell away because I quit doing that, and that state that was attached to how I did those things, you know, went away too. So it was very, I've had these real experiences, and it's just a fascinating way to live. And, you know, one day you're there and you've got 5, and the next day you look, you got 10, and you didn't take any more time. So you go, okay, whatever.
Yeah, so a couple of other ways that I play with time is that you can actually, similar to what you were saying, is you can just step into the parallel universe where it's all unfolding in your favor. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you can do it in your mind by stepping to the left or the right. I like to actually physically step into the left or the right because it's not really a mental thing. It is, you're actually shifting yourself into a parallel universe where you have changed lanes on the freeway and you're getting to that result faster. And I've done this with clients too, where you connect them to the reality where it's all unfolding in their favor. But one other thing that I have fun with is somebody gave me once some silly putty, and it was purple sparkly silly putty. And I looked at that and I'm, this is a great toy. If you stretch the silly putty, it is, you're stretching time. Mm-hmm. So if you're in an experience where you want to experience more of it, let's say, you know, you're getting a massage, you're on vacation, mm-hmm. or whatever, mm-hmm. stretch time, and you have elongated every minute of that experience. So you can have like a 2-hour massage in 60 minutes, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Or you can have like a vacation that feels like it's taken, that you've got a month off when you've only got a week. And then reverse, if you're in a really boring meeting, if you are stuck in traffic on the freeway, you can shrink time. You can take that silly putty and compact it, and it goes much faster. So suddenly, you know, you're home 10 minutes earlier than you used to. And some people have done this where they're home 10 minutes earlier than is possible. So
yeah. And, you know, sometimes we're very unconscious when this is happening with us, into us, or we're generating this, or our sense of whatever it is, because there's the times when you do something and you trance out. I call it a trance out. You know, it's like, okay, here I am and I'm talking to you and I'm going to just take a moment and relax. And the next thing I know, I'm told, well, 45 minutes have passed. How are you doing? And you go, right. No, that was just the thought before. Are you, you know, and it's yes. Like, whoa, okay. So we want to use this skill as a skill and not as something that sabotages us, you know, when we're not paying attention, that's for sure.
Yeah, so these consciousness techniques that I was suggesting are ways to be more conscious of the experience. Right. And the other thing you're talking about is that when you just bliss out into consciousness, you can have a really expansive, completely right brain universe experience.
Right. Things. You know, and it's just and it's just information. And when we use the term information, it's just the bits and pieces out here in the sea of potential where, oh, okay, something happened and there's a marker for it. It's in the space, and you see how we connect space a lot and how we reference time. It's locality based often, our sense. And so for us in our world, we play that time isn't real. It isn't the fixing point that it can normally be in whatever we call this reality. It's hard and stuck. So if time is fluid, past, present, future are only connected in their awareness of it. So your past, excuse me, is where that story is coming from. The future hasn't happened, but more often it's dictated by what you have had happen because you had nothing different happen in being present. And in present is where things can change. So if we take the timing out of it, yes, you've had experiences and they've led you to this point, but they no longer have the anchoring to your future.
Right.
There is no tying. So if you're not using that as an anchor, then who are you? What is going on? I mark my life by my past events, et cetera, et cetera. And that gets fluid. And where it really becomes noticeable for me is as I retell my story about something and I lose track, I've lost track, I notice that it's not attached to the details of it anymore. It's not ascribed to that date. And we have these collectively, like we all know the day and what we were doing when JFK died,
if we were born.
If that was your reference. Yeah, if that was your reference. Or when the towers went down, or when something in the future that hasn't happened yet and it affects us globally and it's in our consciousness. Those dates start to get, what was I doing that day? When before, it might have really been, I could tell you every moment. And so the reference and the need for it to be in time in this reality of you and I on this Skype connection and being listened to by people in different times and places right in this moment, and those that are listening by podcast in a different time and space are all real. And all happening at the same time, and the anchoring is loosening. So that's the reality that we look to share with our listeners, is that doesn't matter when you hear us, you are part of the now for us, and that's our rule set.
As consciousness, yeah, as consciousness, yeah. You are connecting with us right here. And your present moment at this connecting point is our present moment. But you also bring up a good point about present time is the time, the only place really to create change in physical form. It's what Eckhart Tolle is talking about, the power of now, is bringing your focus fully into this present moment from all that past attention and from all that future of attention. And you're essentially anchoring in present time, and you're anchoring in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when you can initiate change, create change, because that's when you as consciousness are lined up with your physical form. And suddenly, you know, you can be in the driver's seat and going forward. Otherwise, the body is feeling like it's kind of careening down the highway. And where are you? Well, you know, you're off in, you know, Alpha Centauri or something.
Yeah, and your body's trying to catch up, you know, and hold that reality for you and also be in this reality because it's your anchoring mechanism in this reality.
You know, you're using that term, and I have been dancing with, I have a consciousness technique that I call anchoring in the body, and that you create an anchor point in this lower part of the body. And then I have been toying with the idea of shifting to just calling it a focal point. Mm-hmm. Because anchor gives it the energy of weight and of gravity, and where the consciousness techniques really aren't about that. But you're using anchoring as in a correct way that I would mean it. So
yes,
help me with my definitions here. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. That's the way it's showing up. As and I don't know if that's our listeners' viewpoint so much, but also my own viewpoint. You know, there's we can use the term focal point, and that has a particular, not quite such a physicality to it for me. So, but in this, it's like we are talking about time. And how we do use it as a way of knowing where we are in space, time and space. And I was thinking about how so often it's like you can hold a couple different viewpoints. One being that you can't change the past. You can change how you relate to the past. So I engage that state a lot with this. So with clients who have had an event happen and we're looking to reorganize how they experience it and hold it and free it up in the future. Then there's also the time travel thing, you know, where people are fascinated by the idea of going back in time, changing something so that what happened afterwards didn't happen, right? You know, there's lots of different ways to approach this. So as consciousness for me, it's when I'm engaging in the physicality of being present, it's really, okay, just a place of anchor. It is just a place of focus. But I can feel there's these slight subtleties there. Mm. And I am noticing, because usually I don't say so much. I don't mean anchoring in the sense of grounded. What I'm not saying
right.
is grounded.
Right, right. I'm and that's saying, what I was asking yeah. you about, because yeah. I wanted yeah. to get away from grounded, because it is to me it is a dial-up mm-hmm. technology, mm-hmm. and so I, you know, I have a consciousness technique of focusing in the body and creating an anchor point or a reference point in the body, but not attaching to gravity and all those old physics kind of ways.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was playing with. I yeah. am curious about time right now.
I think it's about time to go to a commercial break.
Yes. All right. Well, you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back and talk more about time and consciousness.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about time and consciousness.
And we're still in heart space, unless you decided to leave it, which is fine. But as we continue this, you saw how time just slipped away from us, which is just the way it goes. You know, when you're in a state of enjoyment, time is not the issue. Or there's definitely, I know many of us, to be respectful of time and others people's time, or an appointment base or session base, it's like, okay, we have this amount of time together, and what is it we want to look for and hit? What are our highlights? And then you set that internal mechanism. And then no matter what you're doing 5 minutes before, there's the inner wisdom thing that shows up and says, oh, okay, where are we with this information? And we end on whatever time we agreed to. Play with that all the time, I think. Oh, all the time. There you go. So yes. What are you noticing, Joan?
I'm feeling mixed feelings about whether or not to come out of heart space to talk about the things that are coming up in the future, or just stay in heart space, because, you know, we could just leave them in heart space and they could just blitz out and go to sleep tonight.
Well, I'm all for that. People will come out in their own time.
Right. You know? Right. So that's because, you know, when we were in the morning, we kind of wanted them to come out of heart space and be at street level, is the way I describe it. Because, right. You know, otherwise, you know, you go to work and you're like the guy in office space. Hey, I'm going to go talk to the Bob kind of thing, showing up in your Hawaiian shirt. And but we're on Sunday evenings now. So unless you guys are working graveyard shift or something like that, we can just leave you in heart space. and talk about what's coming up in the future, if that wouldn't be too confusing?
I don't think so. I think there's a place for, you know, you and I look to be in this state a great deal portion of our day, right? And yes. And we look to express ourselves and be inspired from this place. It's not something we hold separate all the time. And when I go to the grocery store, I still want to be able, all that shifts is my awareness of where I've positioned myself. But we are always in heart space. Let's get real. You have to be. If you're alive, you are in heart space. And it's just how you construct that reality around that. So all we're doing is just shifting awareness back and forth. And you can start to make distinctions for yourself in your daily life about, well, how open do I feel to sharing my sense of wonder with myself and others, and how that dictates what you do and your livelihood, et cetera. And
Well, actually, I have a different experience of heart space, but that's also because I had training, and I had 5 years of training, and I worked for a place for about 14 years that trained you clairvoyantly to be in the center of your head and not in your heart. They actually had their students not be in the heart. So going into heart space was a different experience for me. And well, I also language, find though, right? It's not No. And so the other thing that I find, because I do perceive, you know, distance and everything, is that there's a difference between just coming from your heart chakra and viewing everybody through rose-colored glasses, and then going deeper into heart space, like the
core essence of all
that,
right?
you are leading us into a unique place that is, like, you know, a step deeper. You, one time you described it as, you know, taking the elevator down and going through the foyer, you know, deeper into heart space. And that's where I really find that expansive experience of unified consciousness, is deeper into heart space than just the surface level rose-colored glasses where you've got no discernment and you know, you're all peace, love, and donuts or whatever. So puppies.
I love that.
So there is a deeper experience. And the amazing thing, too, that I have found playing with this for myself is that I can keep going deeper into heart space, and I'm not walking out the backside of my body. You know, so these are portals or access points of into deeper reality that is beyond the it's outside of the hologram. It's beyond the measurement of time and space. So that's about that. And it does feel appropriate at this time to remind folks how they can connect with us outside of the show and the things that are coming up. Like, for instance, it's actually just next Thursday is when we have our conscious conference call. So next Thursday, March the 17th at 7 o'clock, is when we can all gather together on a conference call. So if you're enjoying this conversation and you'd like to get deeper with us, but you'd like to be in a more intimate space where you can actually ask us questions and things like that, conscious conference calls are great. And they're at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Or you can also go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, and sign up there.
And if you don't feel like talking, that's fine too.
Yes.
You know, on that call, it's not about a verbal conversation so much as it's the state where information is showing up for you. And we're just creating the space, see, there's that word, for that information to be more readily accessible, because it's always there. I mean, we just had a group last week, and the gal was very first time, and she was very leery about coming in, and I went, well, you wanted to come, so what's about? And she's like, well, you know, I really have a problem with that word heart. And I said, oh, well, you're holding it in a certain context. Why don't we play and see what else is there for you? And by the time we got done in the group, and she had stuff come up, and I said, so what are you noticing? She knows, well, I knew this from my heart. When I asked her to just really be present to it, she knew it already. She just didn't have a way to feel safe about bringing that information that up that aware.
That's and, great. Yes, because it's it can be vulnerable.
Yeah,
it can be a vulnerable space.
Yeah. So that's what happens on that conference call, is that we're creating the space for people to witness, reflect back one another, what we are looking to address is consciousness, which might just be noticing that we are conscious. And that's just fine. It's not about having to do anything. It's not about having to be anything. It's just about being present. So yeah. Offer and, all that.
Yeah, and I'm conscious about time, so I'm going to say some more things about ways we can connect. You can also connect with me outside the show at joan-newcomb.com. You can go to my website and get a quiz to discover your life purpose and passion. You can find more about my program. I have a private mentorship program, 10 weeks to transformation and rediscovering your life purpose and passion. I also have meetups around the Puget Sound in Tacoma, Seattle, Bellevue, and Olympia. I'm in Tacoma on March 19th, and I'm in Bellevue on March 20th. And let me see what else. I also really quick want to let people know that Janet and I are going to be at Emerald Spirals Expo on March the 26th. That's a Saturday at Kent Commons, and you can get more info at emeraldspiral.com.
And then we're going to Washington, right?
Right. Yes. Right, yeah. And tell them about Portland.
Portland, we're going to be April 2nd and 3rd at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. I think it's booth 618. And we're also going to give a presentation about consciousness and these things that we talk about. And we'd love to have you stop by if you're in the area and come meet us in person. We'll be offering sessions. Joan has her great book that she'll be selling. And it's just a great time to meet people face to face. You know, we get lovely email from people, and or I know I do. I presume you do too, Joan. That but it's always nice to shaking hands and sharing a hug and that kind of energy mix. So
yes.
we'll hope you'll join us. And
Janet's website is
janetandbeyond.com, and my blog is Life in the Beyond. And I write on Mondays and release that. Joan does hers on Friday. And a great way to keep connected and see what else is going on that we might be able to offer you in ways of support.
And Janet also holds 2 meetups every week now in the comfort of her own home.
Yeah, that's what it is, comfort. Well, that gal said she wrote back to me later, the one from last week, and she said, oh my gosh, that was so transformational.
Yes.
So good things happen here. And that's Tuesday evenings and then Thursday afternoons. And you can find out about those on meetup.com, Conscious Conversations with Janet. So please come play with us. And there's nothing more enriching than unfolding within yourself.
And we want to let folks know about next week's show, because our next week's show is on space and consciousness. So we know all about physical boundaries and measurements, but what is space from the perspective of consciousness? And how do we energetically experience space, and how do we navigate it as consciousness? We invite you to tune in next week for the answers to these and even deeper questions. But also, if you have anything you would like us to include in next week's topic or any stories you'd like to share with us, you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, or you can connect with us on Facebook at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet on Facebook, or you can also get a hold of us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. To communicate with us in any of those ways. And you can also find out more about the show on YouTube. You can binge watch us on YouTube at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
There's really more to listen to, I think, on YouTube.
YouTube, you're just we joke about this because there's a woman that Janet knows that is part of the Conscious conference calls, but she'll never say anything because she is blissing out there. So it's like you can just bliss out and be in heart space 24/7, listening to all our archive shows on YouTube.
Right. So we want to thank you all for joining us today, because this has been delightful. And we're just going to leave you in this state, wherever you find yourself to be. And just know that you'll be fine when you come out of whatever it is. And that we so enjoyed this time with you.
Yes. You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I am your host, Joan Newcomb, along here with Janet Barrett.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.